Instagram is a completely different platform. It functions very differently than it did last year. I mean, even 6 months ago, what you needed to do to thrive and grow on Instagram was different than it is today. So on this episode, we're going to talk about what you should be doing right now on Instagram going into the middle of 2023 to grow and to get clients.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brohm.
What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 279 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brohm, here in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I am super stoked because I'm golfing again, and it's not winter, and it's amazing. So that's awesome. I'm about to actually, I'm going to be gone over the next 3 months. I'm going to be gone more than I'm going to be home, which is crazy. I'm speaking at a few different events, a few different conferences, trainings, masterminds, family vacation, all of the above. So that's awesome. And I got my wife addicted to golf. How cool is this? Like, I got my wife some golf lessons, and her and I go every Friday, and she's competitive. So now that she's like seeing improvement in her game, she wants to golf all the time. Like, guys, this is the hack. Just get your wife some lessons. And if she's competitive, she's going to want to kick your ass and go golfing with you. It's amazing. Anyways, welcome to the show. On this episode, we're going to talk about how agents should change how they are using Instagram in 2023, going into the middle of 2023. Crazy. It's pretty much May, and we're almost halfway into 2023. It feels like just a couple weeks ago we were talking about like New Year's resolutions and, you know, gearing up for Q1 and all of that. Time flies. Pretty crazy. So we're going to talk about Instagram. This is not going to be a super long episode. This is not going to be, we're not going to go into every little detail, but I summarize some of the biggest changes that I believe you need to know about Instagram. There's some things that I've noticed personally with my account that is not talked about a lot that you need to know about, because the company line, the standard line is you just need to post all the time, like 3 days, three times a day, five times a day, whatever. That could work in certain situations. I'm actually finding the opposite, and I'll explain what that means. You're going to learn something that you probably didn't know about Instagram today that's going to help you in your real estate career to attract clients, to grow your audience, to build influence, and to, you know, improve your communication skills. If you're doing well on social media, you're doing content regularly, you're becoming a better communicator. It's crazy. I mean, I've been doing this podcast for over 5 years. I've been doing social media content for, I don't know, more than 5 years. And I've become a dramatically better speaker, communicator because of it, just by speaking a lot. I mean, so there you go. There's a lesson right there. Before we jump into the content, thank you to everyone that came to our videos that attract clients training on the 26th. Great turnout. Special thanks, especially to everyone who generously donated to our campaign to help the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society raise $100,000 by June 2nd. We're trying to raise $100,000 by June 2nd to help them fund research to end childhood blood cancer. They need a treatment that is specific for kids, because they're giving adult-sized treatment that is made for adults to kids, and it's a lot of kids, it's destroying their kidneys, destroying their livers, it's shutting down their systems. And I'm just, I as the parent of two, there's something about this situation, blood cancer that kids get, and there's really no way to help them. There's no real effective treatment that doesn't negatively affect them their entire lives if they survive. That just pissed me off. So anyways, thank you for everyone who's generously donated. If you were not able to make the training, or maybe you did and you just haven't had the chance to donate yet, you can still do that. It takes like 3 minutes. You can just literally use Apple Pay on your phone to make a quick donation over at massivegiving.com. And remember, we're all business people. When you make a charitable donation, it is tax deductible. So you're helping to decrease your taxable income. Not a bad side effect, even though you're doing it to help end a childhood blood cancer. But it's a nice side effect of doing that, is you're reducing your taxable income. Pretty cool. So this training we did was all about videos that attract clients. And we broke down the blueprint, how to choose topics, how to come up with hooks, how to deliver your message concisely so that it brings people in, how to get them to follow you, how to get them to hire you, all of that. But it reminds me, because there's something you need to know that's really going to help a lot of you to get business from social media. So the majority of the new members that we get in the Massive Agent Society that come in, they're looking to start or jumpstart their social media content game. They're like, you know, I'd say 8 out of 10 new members, maybe 7 out of 10, they all say the same thing. We do social media content. We post every now and then. We do some videos, but we're just not doing it well. We're missing a piece, right? Very common. Totally get it. They all know that social can be a very big, powerful tool. They're just not using it. So here's what we have them do. In the first 7 days, as soon as they join the Massive Agent Society, we have what's called the 7-day social media jumpstart. And over the course of 7 days, we have them do a very specific video for each of those 7 days. So day one, it's on a certain topic. Day two, it's a certain topic, and so on. And it's meant to get you uncomfortable. It's meant to get them out of their comfort zone. And it's meant to get you vulnerable so that people can actually see the real authentic you in a way that isn't so, like, you know, PR and polished and, you know, like, you know, here's what I want you to see on social. People are able to see the real you. And we've had members get clients from their day 5 video, like their day 3 video. We've even had a few agents that the very first video they do, day 1, they've gotten hired from it. It's happened more than once. And it's pretty cool. The reason being is when you're out there in a vulnerable way, people relate to it. You're approachable. And what happens over time too, even if you don't get business on day one, like, you know, that's not what the average member gets, but it's possible, with these specific 7 videos we do. But over time you gain confidence because we're pushing you out of your comfort zone. You do it a few times, you get comfortable in front of the camera, you gain some confidence, that keeps you going, right? As you get more confident and you see some traction, it keeps you going, which builds more confidence. It starts to snowball in the right direction. And then you pair that with following the right video blueprint, doing the right things on social. I mean, picking the right topic is huge. But not only the topic, but how do you hook someone in the beginning? Here's an example. I use this one all the time. If you want to talk about how you don't need 20% down to buy a house, that's great. But if you just go at it and say, did you know you really don't need 20% down to buy a house? That's an okay hook. But if people aren't looking at buying a house, if they have no interest, it's not really going to grab their attention. Okay. Another way of talking about FHA loans, for example, 3.5% down, if that's the topic you want to do a video about, rather than saying, did you know with FHA loans, you only have to put 3.5% down, blah, blah, blah. To a lot of people, they're not even going to watch. They're going to just scroll past. What if you changed the opening and you hook them differently in the beginning and you say, here's how to buy a $1 million house for $35,000. And then you go on to educate them on FHA loans, doesn't require 20% down, blah, 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 blah. If someone sees that and they see visually on the screen, here's how to buy a $1 million house for $35,000, that's going to get their attention, whether they're in the market at that moment or not. So there's a right way to do these things, and you have to think through it thoughtfully. You do that paired with confidence, you're going to explode your business using this free tool we call social media. It's incredible. So take that for what it's worth. Hopefully you learned something from that. And real quickly, the housing market is still changing dramatically. I heard of a house of a listing the other day. I forget what, I think it was in South Carolina, maybe it was Michigan, that one of our agents had that had 70 offers. 70 offers. And I'm like, wait, are we talking about 2020? Like, is this 2021 again? What the hell? But no, 70 offers. And they had like 120 people come to an open house and all that. And then at the same time, I have agents say the market's dead. Prices are going down, all of that, right? Here's what's crazy. It depends on where you're at, and it depends on where you're at in the market, right? Which price point, all of those things. There's so much that you need to stay on top of right now. It's really hard for an agent whose sole job is not to be the researcher. It's really hard to stay on top of that shit. So luckily, there's Keeping Current Matters, KCM. They do all the research. They give you the stats. They teach you what you need to know so that you not only know for yourself, so you know what's coming down the line, But you then know how to communicate that to potential clients. You know how to put that content into your videos, and then you become an advisor. You become a teacher. So you really should look at KCM. You can get a free trial of KCM today by going to trykcm.com/bam. All right, let's talk about Instagram. So I've noticed something. I will tell you this little story about what I've noticed over the last few days here in just a second. So I have a few bullet points. This is not like some masterclass on Instagram. This is just stuff that you need to know that's current, like up to the minute. What we were doing a year ago, even 6 months ago on Instagram, may or may not be working right now. For example, 6 months ago, a year ago, I was posting every single day, sometimes more than once. And I would never miss a day. But I think it's been 4 or 5 days since I've posted on Instagram now, as of the time of recording. I've noticed something interesting. Instagram has gotten to a point for certain people, okay, it depends on where you're at in your account and in your growth and how much content you have posted, but certain people that have posted a crap load of content in the past where you have hundreds and hundreds of posts, you're actually able to let your foot off the gas a little bit, and Instagram starts to show your videos to more people more often. So even though I've posted, I haven't posted in 4 or 5 days, I've watched each day in my Instagram analytics. I've watched the number of impressions, the number of new accounts that my content reaches. It just keeps spiking more every single day. So I'm like, well, shit, I was going to post today, but maybe I should hold off in case it spikes again tomorrow. And that's what I'm doing. So I believe that's because I have like 300 or 400 or 500 videos and reels already out there. So Instagram can go back and grab all this content from the recent past and share that with new people and with current followers. Most of those impressions that I'm getting right now are actually going to non-followers. So I'm getting a bunch of new followers who weren't following me before when I haven't even posted in 4 or 5 days. I know this is flying in the face of what most people say, is that you have to post every single day. I've said that before. I've said you have to post a lot. And the default answer, the right answer, when you're asking how many times a day do I need to post, the answer is usually more than zero. However, if you've been putting in the work, if you've been putting out a bunch of content, if you've grown a bit, if you're still in the beginning stages of your account, this does not apply to you. This is for someone who has somewhat of an established account, somewhat of a growing audience, and you've put out, you know, 100 or 200 pieces of content over the last year or so. You could probably take your foot off the gas. You could maybe post every other day or every third day and see what happens. You may find something similar to what I'm seeing, is that when you're not posting, you actually get more impressions each day. It's crazy. So the posting frequency, if you're new, if you're trying to get it off the ground, if you're super frustrated and totally unhappy with where it's at, and you have really no audience, no engagement, you've got to post at least once a day. How often do you post? More than zero. Okay. Unless you have an established account with a crap load of content, you know whether or not, you know which one of those categories you fall into. All right. And be honest with yourself here. Most of you probably need to keep posting every single day. But what's also changing is the type of content. For a long time, it felt like, maybe a full year, it was just reel after reel after reel after reel on Instagram. Nothing but Instagram reels. That's all anyone wanted. That's all anyone watched. And that's all Instagram wanted to push. Well, that's changed over the last 2 or 3 months. Now, carousel posts are crushing it. Carousel posts where there'll be one image or video, and you swipe and there's another image or video, and you can have up to 10 in one post. Those are actually overperforming dramatically right now. So those can do very, very well. So if you're kind of burned out with the reels, and honestly, I haven't posted because I've kind of just gotten burned out, I'm taking a breather. Carousels can be a great way. If you have photos, if you have a series of videos, it's just a different format to post in that Instagram is serving up quite a bit. So carousel posts are doing very, very well. You don't have to only post reels anymore, which is a nice change. Now, I get asked this a lot. What time should I post? What's the ideal time to post each day? Here's the answer. When people are awake, all right? I have found, because I've posted all, I used to post in the mornings out of just convenience. Then sometimes I'll post midday, sometimes I'll post afternoon. And I found that they all work for me. They've all worked. Now, you need to test for yourself. But if you're just looking for that rule of thumb, you can go a little easy on yourself, okay? You don't have to post right at 8:15 every single day or else you die, right? Or your account dies. No, post when people are awake. And try not to post at the top of the hour either, because a lot of people will schedule their posts to post at the top of the hour. So post at, like, you know, 8:20 or 8:40, 8:37 or whatever, instead of 8 o'clock. Post when people are awake and try not to focus too much on it more than that. If you need to post in the mornings because it's convenient for you, you just want to get the post done for the day and out of the way, awesome, cool, do that. That's what I usually do, is I get it done in the morning. And but test. You may find that, like, 6 a.m., you get a bunch more views than if you post at 9 a.m. You have to test for yourself. But don't put so much pressure on yourself. As long as you're posting when people are awake and you're posting more than 0 times a day, you can absolutely grow on Instagram in 2023. Let's talk about hashtags. Should you use hashtags? How many should you use? When should you use them? Which ones should you use? Forget about hashtags. Seriously, forget about them. I don't freaking use them anymore. And if I do, I use 2 or 3 just to test. So for the most part, you don't need hashtags anymore. They're basically dead. What's not dead is SEO. Hashtags have just been replaced. The reason hashtags existed in the first place was so that the platform would know what the hell the post is about. It was like, it's tagging it, right? So if you did hashtag, you know, Salt Lake City luxury homes or whatever, you're basically tagging it, saying, hey, here's what it's about. Here's what I want this video categorized in. Well, now you don't need to do that. The algorithm on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and the others, they even LinkedIn, they're so advanced now that they don't need hashtags. They just need keywords. So what you say matters. Here's something most people don't know. When you use the captions within Instagram, that's a great way of, like, taking all the words you're saying and letting the platform know what you're saying. So when you use the captions, it's transcribing it. Even if you shrink the captions all the way down so no one can see them, so that they're not actually on the video, I do that sometimes. I just want, it's like extra SEO juice for your post. It's like, hey, here's all the words, transcribe them, and boom, here you go, Instagram. This is what this video is about. Now it knows. Then I'll write a caption. I'll write the post underneath my video or underneath my post if it's a carousel post. I make that, I don't make it super long, but I make it detailed, and I make sure that the keywords of who I'm trying to reach and what the post is about are in there. So the keywords in your caption are much more important than hashtags. You don't need to write a big long novel every freaking time. You absolutely don't. Maybe you do one paragraph. Maybe you do 6 paragraphs. I don't know. And test it. That's what I do. If you've ever read the captions of my videos, sometimes I'll do like one sentence. Sometimes I'll do like 10 paragraphs. I'm trying to get a bunch of keywords in there. And more than that, make sure you're not just keyword stuffing, that you're doing, like, you know, Salt Lake City homes, Salt Lake City real estate, you know, blah, blah, blah. But make it readable. You want people to actually read your caption, because when you do, you're increasing the time on post. If people are watching your video for 30 seconds, then they're taking the time for the next 3 minutes to read the caption. Instagram is saying, okay, this must be great content. It's very engaging. It's sticky. So the time that people spend on your post matters, and the caption, making it a little bit longer, is a great way to increase that. Also, if another way is just to have a video that people watch more than once, right? That's another way to increase your time on post. So in summary, hashtags are dead, keywords are in. Here's another little hack for you. Whenever you create a reel, post it to your story. Not just a reel, but any post, post it to your story, because there's a lot of people, actually, a surprising amount, they don't even watch the feed at all. They just go to Instagram and open up their stories. So if you don't, like, share your shit to your story, they're not going to see it. Share it to your story. Totally fine. And, oh, by the way, do stories, okay? If you're succeeding at getting people to follow you, congratulations, but now they need to get to know you. They need to connect with you, all right? Your reels, your videos, your content, hopefully new people are seeing that, but then what? They go to your profile, they like what they see, they watch a few different things, and they follow you. Now the stories is what is going to get them to connect with you at a personal level. This is where hiring happens. they just, if there's no personal connection, if they don't like you, if they don't think you'd be fun to work with, if they don't think that you're super educational and that you'd be a great advisor to show them the ropes during a, you know, to sell their first house or to buy their first house or get into investment properties or whatever, they're not going to hire you. So use your stories, because remember, stories are seen by followers. Yes, potentially non-followers can see it, but that's very few and far between, and it's very, very rare. For the most part, stories are seen by followers. So make sure that you have something for people who are following you so they can get to know you at a personal level. What do you like to do behind the scenes? You're traveling for the weekend, your vacation, you're golfing, you know, some fancy dinner, some cool thing you just found downtown, you went to a concert. Let people connect with you in the stories. And lastly, if you are doing nothing but lip syncing and doing trends on Instagram, you're going to die. Okay? Your account's going to die. People are just going to unfollow you because they realize there's no substance to you. Hear me, I'm not saying never do those things. If that's all you do, if you only are lip syncing to audio trends, there's not much substance. You need some original content. So if you like the lip syncing stuff, if you like the trends, the funny stuff, the whatever, continue doing it, but make sure you're also doing some green screens every now and then. Green screen videos are still crushing, where there's an article or a photo or a video that you put behind you and you comment on it. You give your opinion, you summarize it, whatever. That's a great way to give original content. And the green screen is so easy because you don't have to have this crazy production value, right? You don't need a studio and all the bullshit, right? You don't need a 4K camera. You just take your phone, a screenshot of the article that you're talking about behind you, and then you just talk about it, right? Green screen videos still crush. That's a great way to do original content. Make sure you're not just doing trending audio. You have to have original content. People are kind of lip synced out if that's all you offer. We'll do another follow-up episode where we dive even deeper into Instagram, but going into the middle of 2023, those are the updates that you need to know. Make sure that you're posting at least once a day if you're in growth mode, if you're trying to get it off the ground. If you haven't posted very much, you've got to post daily at least to get seen by more people if you want to increase your audience and grow your follower count. Your follower count is not the end-all be-all, right? Ultimately, you'd rather... I ask this question all the time. Would you rather have 100,000 followers and only get one client from that for the year? Would you rather have like 423 followers but get one deal a month? Hopefully, you're saying one deal a month instead of one deal a year. Okay, it's not about the size of the audience. It's about the impact you have with the audience and the influence you have with them. So, but it's still important that you're growing your audience, obviously. It's just not the most important thing. So to grow your audience when you're still in growth mode, post every single day at least once and do stories so that when they do follow you, they can get to know you, connect with you, eventually hire you because they like you. But if you already have your account off the ground, you have 100 or 200 or so pieces of content out there recently, like not 5 years old, but you know, recently you've been posting up until recently, try not posting for 2, 3, 4 days. See what happens. I think you'd be surprised that Instagram just starts showing all of that past content to new people and your impressions go through the roof. Kind of crazy. I'm not saying that will happen for sure, but test it. I just took a break and I started looking at my analytics every day and I'm like, holy shit, more people are watching my stuff now that I'm not posting than when I was. I try not to take that personally, but it taught me a valuable lesson. You need to try it for yourself and you need to know where you're at in your phases of growth with your Instagram account. Before we wrap it up, I opened up 2 spots for one-on-one private mentorship coaching that I do. Normally, I only do it for 3 or 4 agents a month. I opened up a couple extra spots because I'm really having fun with it. And we have some badass agents that I'm already coaching one-on-one, and I want to do it for a couple more. So if you want to apply, you can apply to coach with me one-on-one over at massiveagentpodcast.com/private. And then if you're an entrepreneur, you want independence, you want time freedom, you want to build an actual real estate business, and you're tired of just like opening doors, driving across town to open doors during rush hour and making offers on houses that you know you're never going to get, all of that. If you know you want a business, okay, this is for the entrepreneur real estate agents. If you're an entrepreneur who happens to have a real estate license, I want to formally invite you to come partner with me, join my team, and become a business partner so we can build a business in your market together. If you want to know what that looks like, just click the link in my Instagram bio to schedule a talk, and I will walk you through how our team is structured. My team does not take any commission splits from you whatsoever. No additional, you know, beyond, you know, any cut the brokerage would take. But partnering with me on my team does not cost anything additional. It's just I'm looking for the right people in the right markets. So if that sounds appealing to you, if you're looking for the roadmap to build an actual business where you can step out of personally selling homes one day and have your income go through the roof, I mean, I don't know about you, but let's see, make more, work less. Well, yeah, if that sounds appealing to you, let's talk. Go to my Instagram bio, schedule a chat. I'll walk you through what partnering with me and my team looks like. Thank you so much for listening this week, you guys. Thanks for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, appreciate it. I'll be back next week with episode 280. It's going to be a good one. Have a great weekend. Take care.